This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad extends thanks to security personnel. All preparations for Mahashivratri festival completed and European Union sorts airspace to Russian planes. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad extended thanks to the Home Administration, security agencies, chiefs, chief district officers and security in charge of Kathmandu Valley districts for providing security arrangements by keeping patients in the struggle waged against the U.S. grant project Millennium Challenge Corporation Compact. Khan's press coordinator Madhusudan Bhattacharya said following the parliamentary endorsement of MCC by the majority of votes of the House of Representatives, Representative members, Home Minister Khad telephoned Home Secretary Tek Narayan Pandey, Nepal Police IGP Shailesh Thapa, Armed Police Force IGP Shailendra Khanal, Security Coordination Division Chief at Home Ministry, Joint Secretary Fanindra Mani Pokhrel, CDOs of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur, Govinda Rizal, Ghanasyam Upadhyay and Rudra Devi Sharma, as well as Valley Security Agency's chiefs on Sunday night to extend his gratefulness for better coordination and performance. Home Minister Khad also extended best wishes for the speedy recovery of the security personnel and agitators who sustained injuries during the clash in course of the struggle. All preparations for the Mahashivratri festival have been completed at the Pashupati area. The Pashupati Area Development Trust said all works related to security arrangements, worshipping to Lord Pashupatinath, offering of the chandan, night-time arrangements at the temple, food and accommodation to the devotees, reception to the sadhus and saints, the religious programs, killing and sanitation, emergency health and medical treatment and mobilization of volunteers have been completed. Pashupati Area Development Trust Treasurer and Coordinator of the Publicity Management Subcommittee, Naren Prasad Subedi, urged all those participating in the Mahashivratri festival to abide by the health safety protocols determined by the government, as the risk of COVID-19 is not yet over. A suspicious object was found near the Federal Parliament building in Banesur. A team of Nepal Army has disposed of the suspicious object. Likewise, a suspicious object placed on the Oroniko Highway at Bonipa has been disposed of by the team of the Nepal Army. According to police, the bomb disposal team of the Nepal Army defused the suspicious item and the traffic resumed at 9:30 a.m. Chief Superintendent of Police Chakraraj Joshi of the District Police Office Kabri Palanchok said that a person has been arrested for possessing the suspicious item. According to Police Chief Joshi, the suspects were taken under control with the help of CCTV footage. Chandragiri Municipality has intensified its bid to prepare municipal profile by adopting GPS-GIS system. With the completion of this task, municipal residents would receive public services through online mechanism. Chandragiri Mayor Ghanasyam Giri said the task of preparing a municipal profile through GPS-GIS system has come to a final stage. It would help develop Chandragiri, a smart city. Municipal residents would receive services online with accomplishment of the task. After this process, enumerators would be mobilized in all households for collecting individual information. The technical team would collect information about the private house, school, religious site, public spaces and land. Information Technology Officer of the Municipality, Sanjeev Gewali, said enumerators and technical teams are being mobilized to reach out to the households of the municipality. The blocked Talekhu-Khangsa road have resumed following the clearance of snow depositions allowing traffic resumption. Chief District Officer Ravindra Acharya said the road that was blocked due to snowfall 1 week ago was resumed with the deployment of a JCB and with the help of local people, people's representatives and police. He said now with the resumption of transportation, supply of daily essentials and goods that was affected due to snowfall snowfall has become easier. A team led by CDO Acharya has been on a field inspection of the situation of local people affected by snowfall, say the district administration office. Similarly, the DAO has distributed warm clothing to the affected people. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said isolated brief rain or thunder showers is possible at one or two places of the hilly region of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The EU has imposed a blanket flight ban on Russian planes, the head of the European Commission has announced. Such planes, including the private jets of oligarchs, will now be unable to land in, take off from, or fly over any EU nation. Russian planes have also been banned from UK airspace. Russia's biggest airline, Aeroflot, said it would cancel all flights to European destinations until further notice in a retaliatory move on Sunday. Ahead of the decision, European countries had been closing their airspace one by one. Germany said its ban would last 3 months. Russia's S7 Airlines said on Facebook it will cancel flies to many of its European destinations until at least the 13th of March. The ruble has slumped by 30% against the US dollar after Western nations announced new sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The new record low for the Russian currency comes after some of the country's banks were banned from using the SWIFT international payment system. On Sunday, Russia's central bank appealed for calm amid fears that there could be a run on the country's banks. The move by the European Union, United States and their allies to cut offer from number of Russian banks from SWIFT is the harshest measure imposed to date on Moscow over the Ukraine conflict. Talks between Ukraine and Russia are due to begin on Monday morning near the Belarus border, reports TASS news agency. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky tells British Prime Minister Boris Johnson the next 24 hours are crucial. Ukraine's military says Sunday was a difficult time for its troops and that Russian forces continue sailing in almost all directions. Ukraine's health ministry says 352 civilians, including 14 children, have been killed since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin has put Russia's nuclear forces on high alert. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Home Minister Balkishna Khad extends thanks to security personnel. All preparations for Mahashivratri festival completed and European Union sorts airspace to Russian planes. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinedinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.